I wish to backtrack to this, our most simple model for a 30 nanometer fiber, one which I rejected in part two. The reason I rejected it was that I was put off by the hole in the middle, which I regarded as the molecular biological equivalent of a vacuum of sorts. I reference the famous saying of Aristotle, "Nature abhors a vacuum," and although I made mention of the possibility that the hole might actually represent a channel for the passage of enzymes, I rejected that hypothesis because I imagined that the enzymes would be too large for the space available. Well, at that time I was thinking of large enzyme structures such as the DNA polymerase 3 holoenzyme complex. But when I considered the matter in more detail later, it occurred to me that many polymerases are smaller than that, and that the smaller ones would actually fit. To illustrate that, let's gray out our 30 nanometer fiber model and bring in some polymerases.